Welcome to Connecting Hearts. Connecting hearts of women to resources, information, and to one another. Presented by Creative Heart Studios, 18 Perry Street in Noonan. Now here's your host, Marjorie Conway.
I have had the best time over the last week doing some creative things with some of the people in our network. We participated in the Spring Art Walk, and I actually put a few extra canvases out that I hadn't done before. I thought that was kind of odd to make myself declare myself an artist, because I've always been the mother of an artist and a crafter, but there's two more pieces hanging up at the studio, so if you'd like to come by and see about them, I would be happy to share them with you, because they're all healing pieces, and you know I feel art is healing to your soul and is another way to express yourself. Then we've had a couple of paint parties, and I want to do a shout out to I Wish You Would over on Perry Street. One night I had one with my Her Journey group, which is the group that I do for the women who are or have been in abusive situations, and they were wonderful to this group of women, and everybody came away with a piece that we can put up that reminds us who we are in Christ. And then the other night I had one just for fun, and I suggest that you stop by if you've got a birthday party or need to have a girls group or something you want to do, and check out I Wish You Would over on Perry Street. You will love Aaron, and you'll have a good time. One of the people that came to my paint party was my dear friend Kim Ham. I met Kim several years ago through a mutual friend, and we've had a doTERRA business together for quite a while. Kim is a great educator when it comes to the oils, and she's here today to talk to us a little about how she uses them in her life for a natural lifestyle, and about how you can make a few changes too. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Thank you for coming today.
I'm really excited to be here.
Tell me a little bit about your doTERRA journey. When did it start?
Back in 2016, I went to a new massage therapist, and she spent some time before the therapy session actually just talking to me about what was going on in my life. And at the time, I was dealing with a lot of depression and just kind of out of balance.
Right.
And she said, oh, I have this oil and it's called Balance. Let's use that. And she pulled it out and she let me smell it. And I went, where can I get some of that?
Right.
And that was like, I call it my gateway oil. I think we all have a gateway oil.
Right.
But Balance is just this beautiful grounding oil that just really, I don't know. It's hard to even explain. I like to wear it. I like to diffuse it. It's just a beautiful oil.
It is a great one. I've got it. I use it a lot with Balance. When she said it's a grounding oil, those grounding oils are the ones that help us stay in the present where we're at, not worry so much about what may happen in the future or dwell so much on the past. But, you know, just like you get out on the ground, there is a practice where you go out and walk in your bare feet in the dirt. There are ions and things there that's good for you. So grounding oils are the ones that help you stay in the present. And that helps with a lot of situations like anxiety and other things that you have. It just helps with the symptoms of it. So it is one I recommend. You mentioned gateway oil. So yours was Balance. And we always say that we have a gateway oil into this. Mine was Peace. So I think it's something that both of them are in the emotional area. I was having a lot of turmoil when I met you in 2018. And when you were passing around the oils and the different things, I discovered the oil, which is a blend from doTERRA called Peace. And it did. It helped calm me. I would breathe it. It was on my bracelets. It was in my necklace. It was on the back of my neck. It was in my pocketbook so I could grab it real quick if I needed it. And to me, it just smelled perfect. It was the best one I could think of to use. And y'all have taught me that, you know, you smell the oil, and if it doesn't smell appealing to you, you probably don't need that oil at the moment. So that was one that was my gateway. Then what did you do next in doTERRA? Which direction did you head?
Well, for me, she asked me to come in and meet with her upline in the organization. A lovely lady named Tanya Lee, who we know well. And Tanya came, and the three of us sat, and they just kind of, you know, she gave me my Balance. She just gave it to me. I was going to pay for it. She just gave it to me. But they talked about the organization, and so I wasn't ready to sign up with a kit. I'm very like dip your toe in the water girl, which I think is the opposite of you, because you're more like jump in, dive in head first.
Then catch your breath.
Right.
Hopefully.
But I'm a very dip your toe in the water girl. And so I was like, oh, I'll sign up for the membership, but I'm not ready to do a kit. Well, I regret that. But you know, it was just my journey.
Right.
And over time, I started using more oils, trying different things. And I've signed up for LRP, our loyalty rewards program, right away. And started just building my collection and kind of getting to know the oils.
And the way I started is I do have a grandson that had some problems. And we were at a fair one day and somebody had a booth set up. And he's like, oh, I know what that is. Mama uses that. Let's go get some. And so he would point out the oils Mama would use to help calm him. He liked orange and lavender and stuff. And those would help calm him when he needed them. So I'm like, well, okay, I'm going to keep some of that at my house. And then I was doing a different direct sales business. I've done several of those in life. And somebody in a trade group really wanted something I had. And they said, well, I'll send you a box of oils. And they listed several oils. And I'm like, well, okay, that's a good trade. I'll do it. And we'll see what it is. Well, that box of oils sat on my counter for a while. And then I finally opened it up, and I'm like, geranium? Why would I want geranium oil?
and it stinks.
Yeah, but it's good for a lot of things. And so they sit there, and I would use a little bit of this or a little bit of that, but I didn't really get into it. But the way I discovered Kim is we have a mutual friend. And in 2018, I told that friend, I said, I need to start doing something. I want to try essential oils, and I need to branch out, find an activity I can get involved in and friends to hang out with. Because everybody, and I'm not saying anything bad about church, but everybody I hung out with was connected to my church. And it was the time in life to branch out just a little bit more. Kim said, well, we can't go to the one you're talking about because my other, Kim, Amy said, we can't go to the one that you're talking about because my other friend has been inviting me for ages. And if I don't go to her, she'll be mad. So the next day we showed up at Kim's party. And Kim was teaching us about oils of the Bible. And we're going to have a little discussion about those in a little bit because that's an area that intrigues us both. And sitting at Kim's party was Tanya Lee. And so Tanya was there and she started talking to me a little bit about this and that. And she recommended some oils. And I said, what I need to do is take care of my husband. He's having lots of pain and sleep issues. So we got him using Deep Blue polyphenols and using Serenity and the Serenity caps and stuff. And I'm like, okay. Well, Kim made an appointment to come to my house to do a wellness consult. I don't know why that word went out of my brain. But I'm like, well, okay, we'll do that. And I said, but I'm not signing up for this, and I'm not selling these. I've already made the decision. I've done all these sales things. I'm not doing any of them anymore. And between the week that I discovered them and before she came, I mentioned to people we had gotten oils and we were using them for these, and four different people said, where are you getting them from? I needed the oils. I wanted to do it. And I said, well, if you're going to buy it, you're going to buy it from me. So Kim came through the door. I said, okay, I'm signing up. She said, you are? Yeah, let's do this thing. One of my favorite, and we have mentioned Tanya, and just about everybody in town knows who Tanya is at this point. Actually, Tanya and Holly has introduced me to so many people that has enriched my lives that I'm in gratitude to them. But I was looking for a group to hang out with. And that is one thing that I have learned about our team in doTERRA. This is like no other team I've ever seen in any business.
Yes, our team has a culture that's different. And Joy Tarpley,
right,
our diamond upline, she just started it with a Christ focus,
mm-hmm,
and really just wanted it to be a family that loves on each other. And that culture has remained through the years that she's been doing it. And so
Joy is going to come talk with us one day, and her emphasis talking with us is going to be a Christian woman in business and how to keep that focus
amazing
on your business. And it she's right. I mean, Joy invited me in the first time I came to a team meeting early, and she said, here's the way our team works. We work with each other's strengths. We work together. We are a team. We don't backbite anybody or do anything. And it is. is one of the most loving teams that I've seen. I've had so much fun and stepped out doing so many things with them, like the year you and Amy and I crashed leadership downtown.
Oh my gosh, that was so fun.
But we've gotten to know each other well, but at the same time, we've improved our life with oils. Oils is a natural alternative in a lot of ways, and I've learned to use them for cleaning and, you know, to replace things in my medicine cabinet. Now I guess I'm learning to use them a little bit for skincare and stuff, because I figure if I'm going to be in these pictures all the time, I need to know how to do that. What's your very favorite oil out of all of them?
That's like asking which child is your favorite. That's impossible. Impossible. Okay, what's my favorite? Okay.
All right, I'm going to pop in.
Okay, okay. I'm going to say that the one that we probably, my husband actually even uses, and I'm just, if you can get your husband convinced that this works, like when you did with Ricky, like, the sky's the limit. But husbands are hilarious about it. You know, they call it voodoo and whatever. But he will actually keep lavender in his car because he works with electronics a lot, mm-hmm. and he gets burns on his hands a lot. And lavender is, like, magical.
Right. I was going to pop in while you were thinking.
For little first-degree burns, it just, like,
yeah.
I've seen actually really... Amy's husband had horrible burn on his hand, and I gave him some lavender, and he 2 days later, yes. and you couldn't even tell. And I don't really understand how the properties work. I'm not the scientist person. I don't understand the chemical properties and all that. But I do know that because the oils are natural and they come from plants, and, you know, we're talking about God's creation. God created all of this to work with our bodies.
Right.
So I think lavender is probably the one that gets used the most in our house, but I really love copaiba.
We're going to ask you to tell us a little bit about that in just a minute, but you hit two things right there. And the first was, I was going to pop in with lavender, not necessarily because I love lavender more than anything else, but before essential oils, if I tried anything with lavender, you know, to help Ricky sleep or the babies with the lotions with lavender and all that, it went to my head, and it gave me a horrible headache, and I could not stand it. And so when they came at me with this bottle of lavender, I was like, I don't want that. And I can take the doTERRA lavender, and I can use it from head to toe all day. It doesn't bother me. It's a sweet-smelling oil. And I've learned that, you know, our oils, one thing Tanya taught me way at the beginning, was it works on the system, not just the symptom. So whatever you're taking it for, it gets deep down into your system, and it starts working on that. And I've seen lavender work on burns and bruises and, you know, skin irritations, as well as just helping you stay a little more serene and calm. And so I've learned to keep lavender very handy for that reason. It kind of irritated me when I started, because I wanted all the odd oils that you never hear about and all these things. And dang it all, lavender, lemon, and peppermint. They kept telling me, start with lavender, lemon, and peppermint. And those three oils are the base for so many things that I have a two-week challenge using those oils over at the studio that somebody can come by and pick up, and you can pick up, you know, a couple of the oils and try them. And it teaches you how to use those oils in different areas of your life. I'm amazed at even the cheapest basis oils that you have can do so much good for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And actually, because of the purity standards, doTERRA is trying to set a standard, because there is no standard in essential oils.
Right.
And so they're working with the FDA and trying to set a standard for testing and purity. But it, you know, it's kind of been an uphill battle for them, but they continue and they fight forward on that.
So. Now, their lavender just got therapeutic grade.
Yes.
So it is now a certified medical therapeutic oil that can be used, and they're working on that with several other ones.
Yes.
And you're talking about the purity issue. I really love that I can look on the bottom of that bottle and see a code and go to source to you and see where that bottle came from and what are in it.
Makeup of that particular bottle. Not that that necessarily, you know, for a lot of people that doesn't mean anything to them. Now we have a lot of women in the organization who are really into that and understand what the different chemical properties do for you, and I love that.
I know a little bit about the chemical end, but I like the transparency end is what I like. There's nobody trying to hide any fillers or anything in your oils. What you buy is what you get.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get to that one until we move just a little bit, because that one's going to consume us both for the rest of our talk. We have, with oils, I've learned to clean with them. And when we're talking about our team teaches how to do it. We have classes on cleaning. We have classes on skincare. We have classes on feminine issues. We have classes on using them with your children. And you can get locked into these classes online. They're free. You can come there. I'm doing classes at the studio. They do them in different places in town, because we want you to get that oil, but we want you to know how to utilize it best for your life.
Yes, and even if you already have the oils, we're willing to come in and educate you on how to use what you have, so that it can enhance your life.
Right.
And that's the other thing I really love. I have been involved in other oils, mm-hmm. but I didn't get any education. And with doTERRA, you can get as much education as you're willing to open yourself up to. It's all right out there. You know, the person that you connect with initially will educate you. And then there's tons of people on our team that do classes And yeah, we have actually a series of classes going on that teach you about all different aspects of how to use your oils. So.
And that's important, because we don't want to just buy an oil and have it sitting there and think, oh, I can just do this with that oil, because it's not true.
And that's what most people do. You know, you buy them and it sits there. And you don't know what to do with it.
And it's like, if you come to me about oils and you want to learn something and I don't know that, that's the good thing about the culture of the team. We can plug you in with somebody who does, because there's like different people who seem to specialize because of this, the season of their life they're in and different things. I can tell you a couple of things that I've used regularly, because we have diffusers in every room, and you're talking about when you could get the husband liking it and enjoying it, then, you know, that changes your life, because you can trade more things over that would have chemicals in it. And I've traded a lot of chemicals out of our home, and with my husband it was a little bit difficult to that, because, you know, those chemicals means it's clean, so I had to teach him the difference in that. But we keep diffusers running in different rooms, and in a diffuser in my workroom I always end up keeping spearmint, rosemary, and lime in my diffuser, because it helps me focus and just keeps me in a pleasant mood while I'm working there. Nice. But when my grandchildren come in with my granddaughter, I keep balance in there just all the time for all the people in our house that has all this stuff going on. And when the granddaughter comes, I throw in some clary sage. And when the grandson comes, I throw in some sandalwood and vetiver. And everybody's chill in the house most of the time. But Ricky has a keychain. And as soon as he got sold on it, he would take his keychain and clip it on his belt loop and take it to work with him. And he used it for allergies and for different things that he would go through. Until next thing I know, the different guys that he's working with, was he'd let them use some on their finger, and they'd come and he'd say, okay, I need an allergy one for this one and this one and this one, and this one needs this one for pain, and that one needs that. So he would go through telling people how good they are, and that's good to be able to do something as a team like that. All right, we're going to move to the part that Kim and I are going to be speaking about, because it is so dear to our hearts. You said that all these oils and things are things God gave us to use. And I believe sincerely all these oils and all the herbs and things of the planet, he put them there for use with our body, and he had them structured to work just the way that we would need to.
Absolutely.
Right. Tell us a little bit about the... it's a big subject, but Kim does great classes on oils in the Bible, and I've done several of the studies myself. So when they gave Jesus frankincense and myrrh and gold, it symbolized things and was for good reasons. Tell us something about Bible oils that you have learned that we can carry with us.
Well, frankincense is actually known as the king of oils, and it's used for everything, and it was used in ancient times. It's mentioned frequently in the Bible. And it has a property where it actually crosses the blood-brain barrier.
Right.
And so it's a very rare type of an oil. We always say, if you're making like a blend for yourself to do something specific, add a drop of frankincense, and it heightens the benefits of those oils. So frankincense is just known for just I don't know, doing everything.
Right.
I don't even know. It just kind of covers everything.
You're right.
And it would have been an oil that would have been like, or, well, they probably gave the resin to Mary,
right.
but she
right.
would have known how to use it. It was like giving her a medicine kit,
right.
almost. And so, you know, it's believed the gold was given to them because they didn't know that they were going to have to flee to Egypt, but that the frankincense was for the purpose of kind of a medicinal type of a thing. And then myrrh also has so many benefits. It's really great for skin issues. It's actually kind of woven into the doTERRA skincare lines. Mm-hmm. And it's an oil that's actually used in embalming.
Right.
So they talk a lot about the significance of bringing that to the baby Jesus, to the Messiah, that it was like a prophetic thing. And so there's just a lot of beauty surrounding those oils that, and those are tree resins.
Right.
So they would have been brought to them and that, you know, no, they didn't get doTERRA bottles.
Right.
Well, but, you know, they got the real thing.
Well, I don't know. We haven't found any bottles yet, but there's no telling. But you're right. They came in the form of resins. And when you go through the Bible and you start reading about different things that we now use the oils for, cedarwood. Cedar was used for a lot of things
yes.
in there. Anointing oils. The priest would have the lanterns that they would have, that they had the resins or the incense parts that would have the sweet aroma that would come out when they were going to, you know, the mercy seat.
Yes.
And those
and
types of things.
And were actually given a specific recipe by God of
right.
these things, these oils, and this much of each oil, and told this is a sacred oil and never to be like. So people are like, "Well, how can you recreate it?" And I'm like, "No, and you wouldn't even want to try because God said not to."
That's it.
But all those oils can be used for wonderful things.
So. Right. And that speaks to the emotional use of the oils. You know, we use them, tea tree oil. Everybody knows what tea tree oil is. We use that for rashes and cuts and things like that. But oils will work for physical ailments, but they also work to boost your emotional system. The different ones, we have a series of classes I was thinking about pulling back up over the shop called You Are Fabulous, and it focuses on blends that helps you build your confidence and your self-esteem, and, you know, to be able to just like that grounding oil, you know, focus where you need to focus at and just build you up. And we both had balance and peace at the beginning for gateways. So I do a lot with emotional oils. I keep them running over in the studio a lot. Although with all the sickness we had, I kind of replaced some of them with On Guard for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I keep my On Guard going.
Yeah, I have On Guard, Breathe, and Copaiba in my diffuser every night. And the Copaiba kind of calms me, and then the On Guard and
yeah.
Breathe support my immune and my respiratory system.
All right. We one last question for you on the oils. If we opened your purse up, what oil do you have in there?
Well, the purse I'm carrying right now doesn't have anything in there, but normally I'm trying to think what I carry. I'm not carrying my normal purse today.
If you go look in my purse today, there is past tense, which is really great for tension headaches and stuff that I've had a lot of, especially with the weather. And there's digestion because something has been getting a hold of me this week.
I always carry Breathe and On Guard and the ginger drops.
And I got Breathe drops right here next to me.
Those are like a staple in my purse because I'm asthmatic. And if I'm starting to feel tight, I can pop a Breathe drop and I feel better. And especially with this lovely pollen.
That's it. Yeah. All right. We have lots of ways we can help you, and you can pop in at the studio. I think Kim's going to start coming hanging out with us a little
Absolutely.
Bit more, and we'll do some oil classes. We will be happy to talk to you about how oils were in the Bible and how we believe so strongly that God put them there for us to use, that we want to teach you how to use them and do things in a natural way so that you don't have all these chemicals going in your body. You know, that's just not good for you and not what was meant to happen. So I love oils, and thank you, Kim, for coming to hang out with me today.
Thank you for inviting me.
I appreciate it. I'll invite you back because I have some specific topics we need to talk about. I want to point out, if you're listening today on Thursday, the 31st of March, Family Patterns Matters has a fundraiser at the Black Bear Axe Place tonight from 4 to 9, I think. So any by the time you go down there and throw a few axes, it's going to be benefiting the kids and the Family Patterns Matters group, and that's something that you want to do. We are axe throwing, and so I'm going to stop by. I don't know if I'm going to throw an axe because my hand's not that great lately, but we're going to do that. This month, we're giving our bags from the network out through several schools and preschools in the area for teacher appreciation. So if you have a school or preschool in the area and would like to give them a little candy gram, we have some information about the people in our network and what's going on with us, and we give them some candy to brighten their day. Just reach out to us over at Happy Life Nutrition. You know, the studio is in the back room back there. Like I always tell you, you can walk up and down Perry Street and open all the doors and yell, Margie, and one day I'm going to pop out and say, here I am. And we can get going on oils or anything else that you have a need for at the time. Take care, and we will talk next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Connecting Hearts with Marjorie Conway. Connecting hearts of women to resources, information, and to one another. Presented by Creative Heart Studios, 18 Perry Street, here in Noonan. 404-528-8461. Until next time, have a wonderful day.
Hi, I'm Tracy Brooks. I'm the owner of Great Style Salon, located next to the Little Giants Grocery Store at 487 Jackson Street, right off of 29. Our hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And on Fridays, we're open from 12 noon until 4. Saturdays, we're open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Please come check us out. We specialize in hair cutting and great scalp massages. And right now, I'm looking to hire 2 great hairstylists. Come check me out.
Hey guys, this is Dana with Happy Life Nutrition, located on 18 Perry Street, downtown Noonan. Hours are 8 to 5, Tuesday through Friday. Come check us out. We will be serving up meal replacement shakes, calorie burning teas, coffees, waffles. We have a kids menu and a workout menu. We do deliveries with a 5-drink minimum or $5 delivery charge if less. You can call ahead for your order. Free Wi-Fi, quiet atmosphere for business meetings or get-togethers. Our number at Happy Life Nutrition is 770-683-5172. Can't wait to see you.
WQE 99.1 FM Noonan.